His father's eyes narrowed, and a rusty colour rose in his cheeks. A certain sign of danger. Sure enough, Ashbrook's voice emerged as a bellow.
"I don't care if the chit is as ugly as sin! You'll take her! And you'll make her fall in love with you! Otherwise, you will have no country house to inherit! None!" "What have you done?"
James repeated through clenched teeth.
"Lost it!"
his father shouted back, his eyes bulging a little.
"Lost it! And that's all you need to know!"
"I will not do it."
James stood up. A china ornament flew past his shoulder and crashed against the wall. James barely flinched. By now he was inured to these violent fits of temper. He had grown up ducking everything from books to marble statues.
"You will, or I'll bloody well disinherit you and name Pinkler Ryburn my heir."
James's hand dropped, and he turned, on the verge of losing his temper. While he'd never had the impulse to throw objects at the wall or at his family, his ability to fire cutting remarks was equally destructive. He took another deep breath.
"While I would hesitate to instruct you on the legal system, father, I can assure you that it is impossible to disinherit a legitimate son."
"I'll tell the House of Lords that you're no child of mine!"
the Duke bellowed. Veins bulged on his forehead, and his cheeks had ripened from red to purple.
"I'll tell them that your mother was a light-heeled wench, and that I've discovered you're nothing but a bastard!"
At the insult to his mother, James's fragile control snapped altogether.
"You may be a craven, dim-witted gamester, but you will not tar my mother with sorry excuses designed to cover up your own idiocy."
"How dare you!"
screamed the Duke. His whole face had assumed the colour of a coxcomb.
"I say only what every person in this kingdom knows,"
James said, the words exploding from his mouth.
"You're an idiot! I have a good idea what happened to the estate. I just wanted to see whether you had the balls to admit it, and you don't. No surprise there. You mortgaged every piece of non-entailed land attached to the estate, at least those you didn't sell outright, and pissed all the money away on the exchange. You invested in one ridiculous scheme after another. The canal you built, that wasn't even a league from another canal? What in God's name were you thinking?"
"I didn't know that until it was too late. My associates deceived me. A duke doesn't go out and inspect the place where a canal is supposed to be built. He has to trust others. And I've always had the devil's own luck."
"I would have at least visited the proposed canal before I sank thousands of pounds into a waterway with no hope of traffic."
"You impudent jackboy! How dare you!"
The Duke's hand tightened around a silver candlestick standing on the mantelpiece.
"Throw that, and I'll leave you in this room to wallow in your own fear. You want me to marry a girl who thinks I'm her brother in order to get her fortune, so that you can lose it. Do you know what they call you behind your back, father? Surely you've heard it. The damn fool Duke!"
They were both breathing heavily, but his father was puffing like a bull, the purple stain on his cheeks vivid against his white neckcloth. The Duke's fingers flexed once again around the piece of silver.
"Throw that candlestick, and I'll throw you across the room," James said, adding, "Your Grace!"
The Duke's hand fell to his side, and he turned his shoulder away, staring at the far wall.
"And what if I lost it?"
he muttered, belligerence underscoring his confession.
"The fact is that I did lose it. I lost it all. The canal was one thing, but I thought the vineyards were a sure thing. How could I possibly guess that England is a breeding ground for black rot?" "You imbecile!"
James spat, and turned on his heel to go.
"The Staffordshire estate's been in our family for 6 generations. You must save it. Your mother would have been devastated to see the estate sold. And what of her grave? Have you thought of that? The graveyard adjoins the chapel, you know."
James's heart was beating savagely in his throat.